doesn't.
It's great that you're gay and you're proud and you like to swing your wang around and all that jazz.
Almost live from a very cool corner of Midtown Sacramento, it's the Nate Darling Show, featuring Mel Gelbart.
You're sexy and tattooed and delicious.
And Larry Mead.
Hey guys, that's awesome. Awesome, guys. Let's go. Awesome. Let's go get some new sneakers.
Now, from one end of his cheap IKEA couch,
I am a professionally trained radio DJ.
Here's Nate.
Hello. Welcome back to another episode.
It's a special episode.
It is. Hi, Larry.
Hello, Nate. Hello, Christiana.
Hey, guys.
Cue the specialness.
It's our friend Christiana joining us because Mel, for the first time in, she joined us on show number 3. This is show 61. This is the first episode Mel has missed.
Wow.
She's
in
like
well
a,
over a year.
A certificate or something.
She does. She does. The only person, who's missed fewer shows is me. And my name's on the show, so I have to be here. And it's done in my house, so it makes it easier that way.
It would be awkward if you weren't on the show.
Yeah. It's been known to happen before. Coming up, we got a big week in women to talk about, from good things to very weird things. We got small town news, another update from the Roger Peon saga from the Northeast Kingdom of Vermont. And, of course, this is part of the lady news, the lady who got her anus tattooed this week. We're going to talk about her. Yay!
Love a good fairy tale.
All right, let's start out. Larry, how was your week?
It was good. It was not as good as the week before when I was at the Olympics.
Yeah, of course.
So I was in a bit of, to be fair, I was in a bit of Olympics withdrawal. And so I made up for it. I went to the YOLO County Fair.
YOLO.
Do you know how many things it's like? Funnel cake? YOLO.
Oh, God.
It didn't get old, ever. And it also felt like we were on a movie set because the YOLO County Fair is on grass, so it feels like you're at like a country farm.
Right.
And then the games were like old school games. They had carnival games, but they weren't on those trailers. And the carnies were real carnies, not like at the California State Fair where they're a little too clean now. I don't like it. And then there was this like, it felt like we were in Oklahoma with dramatically more Latinos and then a whole bunch of white farm boys. So I was happy.
All right.
Welcome to Woodland.
It was quite fun. And then we saw some gays there, so that was exciting. And I saw...
Whoa!
What?
You saw some gays there,
yeah.
So it was exciting.
Yeah, I saw gays.
What does that even mean? It's like...
Well, they had a booth where, like, one you paid $1 and you saw an alligator. One you paid $1 and you saw a whale. The next was paid $1 and you saw some gays.
Okay.
No, I saw some softball gays.
Oh, okay.
Aren't they? Don't they have like? Isn't there like a World Series right now?
The World Series was last week in Minneapolis.
Okay. All right,
and I almost went last minute, literally, because I was missing the Olympics, and so I was like, maybe this would make up for it. And so a friend of mine almost went, and we're like, eh. But then we looked up fares, and like we knew it was going to be pricey, and we should have done it. Fares would have been like $1,100 to Minneapolis,
yeah.
So
which
we didn't.
Never happen.
Sacramento actually had a team for the first time in the D division in the Gay World Series. They tried very hard. They did not do exceptionally well, but some lessons were learned. What's very exciting is next year, the NAGA, the North American Gay Athletic Amateur Association, we love acronyms, is in D.C., so I'm very determined to make the World Series so all my friends can come see me. And in what would be funny,
yes.
If I do drum corps next year, World Championships are in Annapolis the following weekend.
Hot
so
Navy
I could,
guys.
Yes. How fun is this that the Naval Academy is sponsoring the DCA Drum Corps World Championships at their stadium? The amount of gay dudes that are going to be there to me are just interesting.
Come a long way, baby.
Don't ask, don't tell. It's over.
It yeah. is. It's very much over.
And I saw that movie, The Odd Life of Timothy Green.
Okay.
Yeah.
Tell me. How is it? How many tissues do you need?
Several.
All right. Because there's plant life and plant has a season.
Yes.
I don't want to spoil anything,
I know.
But I'm assuming.
It doesn't take too many things to put it together. But to be fair, I teared up maybe in the 7th minute.
Okay.
So, and I wasn't alone because I saw, so I was kind of ambivalent about it, but then like people were on Facebook like, go see this movie, bring tissues. I'm like, okay. And Jennifer Gardner, how can you not like her? And so I went, it was so good. It's definitely worth seeing. I have to say it's really good. There's some really cool messages in it. I'd be curious to see when my friends see it, if they pick up on them. But it was very good, very teary, very just like, oh, I love life. After
Yay.
It. But perhaps more importantly, do you know what preview was shown?
What?
The new Kevin James movie.
Which is
it's called like Thunder Up or something like that. Ooh. Bang Up. He plays, it's exciting, it's educational policy. He plays a role of a biology teacher who's at a school who's, because of budget cuts, has to cut all music and arts programs.
Mm-hmm.
So he decides to train as a mixed martial arts fighter to raise money to save the arts programs. And he appears shirtless and in wrestling singlets, etc.
And they say there's no original screenplays in there. I think there are.
I did see that preview, I think, for in the Avengers or Spider-Man, one of those two. Or Ted, because those are the three movies I saw. Now, to follow up with your Kevin James thing, my kind of cool thing from this last week is on Saturday night, I have Showtime, so I watched the Strike Force on Showtime, which is sort of, they're like the next best MMA after the real...
it's like the minor leagues of MMA?
It's not, it's just a different league than UFC. It's Strike Force is different than UFC. But what I found interesting was the main event of, and I know there are women who do ultimate fighting, but the main event was two women, and they had two or three women on the, like, on the cards, because all you got to see on Showtime is like part of the show, and the main event was two women, which I had not seen before, and I thought that was pretty cool. And what is her name? Ronda Rousey, who is from Riverside.
Ronda Rousey.
Yeah,
from
she's
Riverside.
Yeah, she's from
that
Riverside.
Explains a lot.
And she is
sorry, Riverside.
She is now 6-0, and nobody has made it out of the first round without tapping out to the arm bar. And she has a very interesting story. Her mom is like a judo champion, and her mom used to wake her up in bed by putting her in the arm bar. And
for those of us perhaps unfamiliar with what an arm bar
it's
is.
It's not a new Randy Paragary.
No.
That's what I was assuming it was.
No, okay. It's a submission
next
hold.
Next to Beastar 33?
Right.
It is a submission hold in Ultimate Fighting, where you grab someone and you hold onto their arm in a certain way so that it's painful and they can't get away and end up having to tap out. So she is 6-0. And so after the fight, they were doing the interview with her and they were like, so what's next for you between now and your next fight? And she's like, oh, we've got some time. We want to do some cool things. We may go to Thailand. We may go to Stockton.
Nice.
Seriously, she said Stockton. Because there's a big MMA training center of sorts down in Stockton. But
there is. When I moved here to fly to Sacramento, there were three people next to me who were talking about how they were coming here for the training. I'm like... And they're all talking like everyone knew that that's like where you would come to go train.
Yeah, it was just really interesting, though, is somebody who... I don't watch a lot of MMA, but it was really interesting to watch for a couple of reasons, because it's more interesting than boxing at this point.
Now, Christiana, you paid your way through undergrad on a mixed martial arts scholarship. Is this correct?
It's a little known fact. So little, I didn't know it myself.
Ah, yes. It was a bit of a secret.
Right.
Did your mom wake you up yelling... Always be ready for the arm bar. Always be ready for the arm bar.
She did. She did, which was awkward also, but made for a great personal statement.
Oh my gosh. You totally raked in the money.
So it was a really interesting event to watch for a number of reasons, because nobody was like, because I mean, even, you know, 3 or 5 years ago, having women headline a major event like that would have been unheard of.
Well, at the Olympics, women's boxing was more popular than men's boxing.
Yeah.
In part because the Irish fighter, did you hear about her?
No.
This fierce, fierce bitch was like, she killed everybody. One of the announcers on the BBC said she could beat the men in her weight class.
Well, that's entirely
she
possible.
She looks feisty. Well, I would not want to cross her.
I don't want to bow to cultural stereotypes, but if I was betting on any lady... I'm going to go Irish.
There you go.
She's, if you would imagine, like, and she kind of comes from a rough background. Like, if you would imagine, like, a movie character from, like, the wrong side of the tracks in Ireland, it's her.
Okay.
She plays the part well.
Now, Christiana, you are on an improv team with Larry and I.
This is true.
In your Facebook. We've done a lot of improv together in the past.
We have.
Oh, we did. Whatever happened to Jacob?
Yeah.
The fireman from... Tahoe.
And yeah. Whatever happened to Jacob?
Yeah, it's sort of disappeared.
It just died.
Who else was those thus three? Jacob,
Terry,
Ted,
Harry,
Ted,
Ted. Yeah,
and somebody else.
I think I may have been the only girl.
You were the only girl, I believe.
It's true. Sad.
I remember we were really good. My favorite is that when we did it before a movie night, and there was one person.
Yeah.
Do you remember this in the audience?
Yeah.
I think it, who was it?
Although I've had a couple shows like that, so it's hard to narrow it down to which poorly attended show was. But that, now, of course, they're all very well attended and fabulous. Anyone listening should come and check us out.
Well, yeah, the old Sacramento Comedy Spot was down on Broadway, and it wasn't exactly... wasn't exactly like the best neighborhood, and it wasn't exactly the best.
Had a lot of character.
I don't know. Experience. You know, I'm gonna have to say, when we were making the move to Midtown, to the lovely Mars Building, Midtown Arts and
Retail or Recreation or something,
and Pirates Ours. I thought we're moving up in the world. You know, it's gonna be a better neighborhood. Broadway, scary, carefully parked. Yeah. But as it turns out, actually, for the most part, Broadway largely abandoned at night. I would no problem walking to that liquor store and back. I was never really concerned about anything. But some of the sort of disaffected 15-year-olds who hang outside of Luigi's Pizza, yes. I find more bothersome than the nobody who's on Broadway.
I don't like to walk out when, because they have that like all-age concert venue right next to it.
Right.
I really don't like walking through there when they're all hanging outside. Because
the Fun Garden.
I feel like I'm a dork in high school or something.
Me too.
I'm like,
No, I get it. And I think it's so strange that there's like a dividing line, like the end of the Mars Building. I can walk towards Faces and I feel cool. I feel maybe like underdressed for the night and old, but I don't feel a little bit like, oh, I'll hold my purse
right
a little bit closer.
I don't think I'm going to be mocked.
What? Yeah. Or
oh, I don't know. I do feel like I'm going to be mocked if I walk toward Faces.
You might.
I might be.
You might get whistled at if it's bear night.
I don't think so.
No, you would. Nate, I told you, you have a secret admirer.
I know
you. Who, by the way, I have big news about your secret admirer.
Oh.
Yes.
Your secret admirer just bought another vacation home in the Caribbean.
If I were you, I would consider, you know.
You wouldn't even have to put out. I'm just going to say you could be his traveling companion.
Larry, I was born this way. I can't help it.
You can pretend. Haven't we ever heard gay for pay?
I've heard that, but I've not engaged. I'm
just saying.
I'm going to be okay.
Have it as like option like Y or something.
Yeah. I would. I mean, do you have people on? Do you have a gay island?
Do I have a gay? What does that even mean?
Have a gay island. That you have an island with five people. Where if you had to be stuck on an island with the sex to which you're not normally attracted, who would be on your gay island? And if Sean Connery is your first pick, I'm just going to punch you out of. You need to be more creative than that.
Who would be on your gay? Who would be one person on your gay island?
Let me think.
What? This isn't the top of your mind?
This is so far down from the top of my mind.
Because I have like an endless number of people on my gay island, honestly.
Well, me too.
I mean, Rachel Maddow, number one, which might be a little bit obvious. Well, Jennifer Gardens on my gay island and my husband's straight island.
That's nice. You can share. Yeah.
I think Rachel Maddow could be on my gay island too.
Is it the haircut?
I think she's that gay. No,
she comes right back around on the other side?
She does.
Hold on, she's gay. I am shocked.
She is so gay. She goes full circle around.
So she's on your gay island.
You got even one
person.
Yeah, I know. I'm trying to think.
Pick an angel. We won't know. We'll be like, oh, great.
No, that would be creepy. You know,
I would be creepy.
This is all
they're good
be.
With bats.
You know, I would probably say George Clooney just because he's a cool guy.
I respect that choice.
Yeah,
that's good.
Just, you know, I could chill out and have conversations with Clooney, and we could talk about stuff.
It's not just who do you want to have like a nice intellectual. I mean, who would you make out with?
Ooh,
I'd have to. If you and George Clooney made out, I would have to watch. I wouldn't know what to do with it exactly. Like, I'm not sure my mind can process it.
Me either.
But I'd be like, first of all, I'd be a little bit. I'd be way jealous. I'd be like, I'm a cute chubby dude. Why don't you like me? And I'm gay. I'm not faking. I would call you out for faking.
I don't know.
Is that his secret admirer? Because he has vacation homes all over. Is it George Clooney?
It might be.
Oh my god.
Let me think. You know what? Seth Green, because he's kind of like a tiny like a girl. Would
okay. Be. All right.
Interesting. Yeah. So you like twinks kind of like twinkish.
No, I like girls. See, so I'm going as close to that as possible.
I love playing gay island with straight guys.
Yeah, it's weird, isn't it?
It's pretty fun.
It's the newest party game.
Do you know who my number one would be? I don't know her name. You have to help me.
Who?
She might be. Well, I don't know if she's my number one. She's up there. The girl, she was in Chicago, but she's on, what's the doc? Grey's Anatomy. She was married to the gay guy, and now she's a
Sada
lesbian.
Ramirez?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, hell
she
yes.
She would be on my gay island, too.
Her, she is.
The Grey's Anatomy character, or just Sada?
Just her. Just like she's watching awesome. Her, like, she's so pretty.
She is really pretty.
I would totally do her.
Me too.
Would you?
I don't know. I can't place her.
Are you related to her? What's her last? Her name is Dominguez.
Ramirez.
Is
we do all know each other, and we all are a little bit related.
That's
somehow.
What I thought.
Especially if you have, if you know, we share a Z.
Z. That's what I figured. It's like a secret society in college.
Totally. Definitely.
It's the Burrito Society.
That's racist.
Is it? Is it really?
It is, because they don't eat burritos in Spain.
Well.
We're not, I don't think we're.
Yeah.
I mean,
they could be.
She could be.
Apparently in New Mexico, there's a big distinction between Mexican and Spanish, and they get very angry about
yeah.
it,
mm-hmm. yeah.
which is an interesting, it, I mean, I understand mm-hmm. sort of, but it's really weird how people divide themselves up into groups just to get angry about stuff.
Well, if you go to the East Coast, sure. if you were to the word Chicano or Chicano studies, people get really upset.
That's super, I mean, it's a super loaded thing. I will tell yeah. you, like, I grew up in a pretty liberal household.
What?
In Southern California. And it wasn't until I was probably in junior high where I realized it was okay to call myself Mexican, because I thought if you just said it, it was a little bit.
It is offensive.
But then I realized I am, so that's okay. But yeah, all those terms, you know, Hispanic is a census construct. Latino is kind of any language derived from Latin. So,
uh-huh.
And this is where the podcast gets a little nerdy, so you can skip forward probably a little bit if you need to.
No, we're fine.
And Chicano is a very politically loaded word.
Yeah.
So I haven't. You know, traditionally identified with that, but
and then Argentinians and Brazilians get very antsy sometimes, especially in DC because in New York because there's a big Brazilian population,
right.
mm-hmm, waxing, yeah,
because they get very upset when they're called Latino, especially Argentinians, which think they're Spanish,
right.
Or
German,
Italian, or German,
Nazi war criminals,
yeah.
hiding.
Which, by the way, is interesting because Argentina has the only other kosher McDonald's outside of Israel,
crazy,
but then they also have lots of like, oh, you're a Nazi, okay, you can come in.
Yeah, they do.
So that mixture is very interesting to
poor
me.
Poor Argentina.
Hmm. So, Larry, last week we talked a little bit about your Olympic voyages.
Yeah.
What did we miss? Did we miss anything last week? I just wanted to make sure that we didn't miss any of your fun stuff that you were able to do.
I was in, well, just, I don't know if I talked about it. I was riding the underground, and there was an athlete next to me, and we talked the whole time. She's from Maryland. She's on the U.S. canoe team. Pursuit, something like that.
Yeah, they have those.
What's interesting is like most athletes don't stay at the Olympic Village the whole time, which I think I kind of knew, but like having her talk about it was just interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Like your association has to pay for all your fees, and if you're not from a good one, like the canoeing association, I don't think has lots of money. So she was only there for like 6 days, and then she had to go home.
That would be to me like. It would be my luck scenario would be I'd find some sport to get an Olympic team.
Yes.
And one of two things would happen. One, I'd have to go home after the first 2 days because I like didn't qualify or something.
Right.
Or two, my event would take place Sunday morning before the closing ceremonies, and I'd spend the whole stupid 2 weeks mm-hmm. training and worrying and not
yeah.
partying. Like
yeah.
the best thing is to actually the best thing is probably to not qualify in a sport that no one really cares about, so you're fine, you're glad you're there.
Exactly.
And then you spend 2 weeks
just living it up,
just hanging out, yeah. stalking the swim team.
Mm-hmm. Hey,
maybe I would do that.
What's really interesting is I'm in the process, okay, because there's the Olympics, there's like, now I really need to go because now I know how to do it, because it's hard, because how many people go to the, you know what I mean, it just changes. So they have all these like houses. I think I talked about before, where like mm-hmm. you go and experience the culture. I went to Russia House, which is really Sochi House. They rented a park and then an ice skating rink and like bobsled stuff. It's crazy for the Olympics. And I talked to a woman and convinced her that I could be a sponsored volunteer, which means they pay for everything, which would be fantastic.
And you'll find a way to do that because you're leery.
Well, I'm starting the process. My application got approved,
oh,
and so I had to take. So you had to be fluent in English, which is a problem because many people in Sochi aren't, because it's pretty far from Moscow
mm-hmm.
and it's pretty insular. So anyway. I had to take
it in Siberia? Is it actually all the way?
No,
I heard
Southwest.
Somebody say it's like Black Sea Resort
yeah,
town.
It is a Black Sea
yeah.
resort town.
It's really pretty, and the amount of money they're pouring into it is nuts.
It's
crazy.
It's sort of like when they had the Olympics in Vancouver, where you're going to have. Yeah,
yeah
your alpine events are going to be well outside of Sochi.
Yeah. The one nice thing is all the Olympic venues are together.
Okay.
Right.
So it won't be spread out, which is nice. So I had to take this English test online to prove I'm fluent in English. It said it would take 20 minutes. It would say it took 40 minutes. Now, I'm a native English speaker, so I wrongly assumed I could do it in like half the time. So I did it before Adam and I went to dinner. Okay, so I'm taking the test, And I'm like, okay, this is a little bit harder than I thought. You had to do grammar. There was a grammar section, a reading comprehension section, a listening section, and a writing section. I get to the oral part where they talk and you have to answer. It was really difficult.
What kind of questions were they?
They were pretty technical. Like some, they talked a lot about dates and addresses, and they asked very specific information where if you had to do it in a language that wasn't your native tongue, I think it would be very confusing.
Yeah. You're
so
confused.
Taking notes.
You're confused.
Well, okay, I'm not, I don't think I'm dumb.
Can you give me like an example question?
Yeah, like they had some answers where one answer was more true than the others, but both were true.
Oh, boo.
And so it gets really complicated because one just sort of summarized a point and the other one was the exact point. So one article was about global warming and it talks about all
and
these.
And you were D doesn't exist.
And I'm like,
sucker.
We're in America and you're in Russia that produces a lot of oil. It doesn't exist, bitches. I thought it was a trick question. But it listed all these reasons and then it talked about temperatures and it said, and the article clearly made a case for that all the global warming is causing higher temperatures. It didn't say it explicitly, but one of the answers was that. So it was like really, you had to show not only that you could understand it, but you could synthesize and process it. So I think I passed, but it was really like, I felt really dumb after. I mean, and I take tests well. I've always done very well on standardized tests, but it's one of those things after I was like, wow, this is difficult. But the good news is if I get accepted and whatever, they pay for everything. So I get to live in like the village because they don't have a lot of, so they're building everything. So
wow.
I hope to get to go. It'll take like, I will hear in like 10 to 14 weeks or something where I go through the next step and then.
You can be in Larry House.
Yeah. And I am planning a trip to Rio. So if anyone does want to go, please let me know. I'm laying some foundations.
I'm
going
to wait to see how they do with the World Cup. If they're up to the task.
I did find out they are controlling zones because they're not going to have it open. Like London had venues in different places.
Yeah.
Because Rio is a little bit different.
Yeah.
They're having contained
third
zones.
Worldy?
Developing, I think is the
yeah, massive
we
weapons.
Third worldy.
Gangs. So they're going to have like four areas where they're going to, everything will be contained.
Here's a fun fact.
Ooh, I love fun
so
facts.
South America has never before hosted an Olympic Games. Right. Unless you subscribe to the Matt Lauer School of Geography, in which case Mexico hosted the 1968 Summer Games.
Oh, Matt Lauer.
No, he meant South of America.
That's it.
That's what he meant, South of America.
Matt Lauer. So, yeah, and I'm really... did you watch the closing ceremonies?
Yeah.
They were so good. The Spice Girls are back.
I know, right? I was pretty psyched.
I was a little bit kicking myself. I didn't go.
That whole closing ceremonies was like catnip for my husband. Like every song and act. And there was an ELO segment, which we're big fans. I mean, it was huge.
He was properly was chuffed, was he?
Proper.
Yes, he was very chuffed. He said it was lovely jubblies, I believe.
Aww, that's great.
It doesn't always mean boobs, you guys.
We went to Fox and Goose to help ease me back into American life. And what's funny was...
Their clotted cream is not clotted cream.
I know. I'm very upset. And they don't have brown sauce or HP sauce.
Really? I have that.
I know. Really? But what I did love was the burger there is called the King Cross Burger where my friend lives. So I took a picture and sent it to him.
Nice.
He got very excited.
Stupid. I want to talk about vaginas.
It's true.
Oh, we're moving on to the lady business. Shameless plug.
We
part of the show.
We are.
Lady business. Third Saturday of the month. Sacramento Comedy Spot. See you there. Thanks.
8 o'clock. Well, Representative Todd Akin is running for Senate, and so let's get to know Representative Todd Akin with his ad from before he became a household name.
America was founded on the unique vision that our Creator gave us life, the foundation of freedom, liberty to speak as you choose and own what you earn, and the pursuit of happiness, the call to fully and courageously live the dream God puts in our hearts. In times of crisis, when the dream seemed lost, great patriots turned to God, gave their all, and rekindled freedom's flame. This now is our duty and our time. I'm Todd Akin, and I approve this message.
And I'm running for Jesus. What?
You need to... that link needs to be posted with the podcast because you need to watch his face while he's saying that. It's art, really. I mean, it's pretty good.
He's something. Now,
do we think is he a Christian? I'm unsure.
He might be.
I believe he might be Unitarian.
I don't know, but I haven't seen a birth certificate, so
it's true.
So
he was born in Jesus land.
He was, and he's running to represent them. And so that was an ad from about a month ago. So that was before anybody had heard of him outside of Missouri. And this is what he said on Sunday.
Of the importance of all of us.
Okay, so if an abortion could be considered in a case of, say, a tubal pregnancy or something like that, what about in the case of rape? Should it be legal or not?
Well, you know, people always want to try and make that as one of those things. Well, how do you slice this particular It seems to me, first of all, from what I understand from doctors, that's really rare. If it's a legitimate rape, the female body has ways to try to shut that whole thing down. But let's assume that maybe that didn't work or something.
Oh,
you know,
God.
I think there should be some punishment, but the punishment ought to be in the rapist.
I'm shutting it down
and
right
not
now.
Attacking.
I know. My head can't really process this anymore.
So that's what he said that got him a little notoriety.
Here's a side footnote fun fact that college freshmen entering this year were not alive at the same time as Kurt Cobain. Feel free to weep over that.
I know, yeah. It's crazy, right?
I'm sad.
Some of the things are crazy. The whole list is nuts.
I have a funny story about this song that's playing right now.
Yeah. Okay.
I used to work at a kids store called Burlington Kids, and one of the and I worked with there were three full-time store managers, three girls who were probably in their mid-20s at that point. They were a couple years older than I was. And this one redheaded girl, I don't remember her name now, but she had just moved in with her boyfriend, and she had an apartment that was, like, the kids from University of Vermont would walk right past, you know, sort of right past in front of her house. It was like 8-10 feet from the sidewalk. And she happened to tell me the story about how she was cleaning, and she had this song blasting, and she was singing along, just as one does,
sure,
with the windows open. And then she happened to look out and realize that she was at the top of her lungs screaming, "Rape me."
Sends a weird message.
It does.
It's not very neighborly, I don't think.
Well,
doesn't build community.
No.
Well, there's that, but what if you said it this way? It's a little bit more friendly invitation, I think.
Is this Richard Cheese?
It is.
Oh, bless him.
Rape me.
See, it sounds better this way.
Well, you know what this is? I think this is a great example because the "rape me" in this song clearly is not legitimate rape.
It is not.
It's probably more. It's probably more datey rape or alleged rape or sexual assault.
Well,
undefined.
If you paid for the bill at the Red Lobster, things get fuzzy.
Oh God.
So on Sunday, Representative Aiken talked about how women couldn't get pregnant from legitimate rape because there was somebody in their body that took care of it or something.
Shut it down
or something.
Has he seen a vagina?
Well, he is married with kids and grandkids, so yes.
I mean, you see it, you do it with the lights off and your eyes closed. You're not going to see anything.
It's true.
You pray for forgiveness the whole time.
It's fair. It's a mystery to him. And speaking of forgiveness, today, Tuesday, he put this out.
Todd Aiken, and I approve this message.
I don't approve
Rape is an evil act. I used the wrong words in the wrong way, and for that I apologize.
No, you used the wrong signs.
As a father of two daughters, I want tough justice for predators.
Do you?
Have a compassionate heart for the victims of sexual assault.
You probably deserved
I pray for
it.
Them. Fact is, rape can lead to pregnancy.
Fun fact.
The truth is, rape has many victims. The mistake I made was in the words I said. Not
and
in
not
the
paying
heart,
attention to our biology.
I ask for your forgiveness.
No.
Damn you, words.
So this is my problem with that. Is he comes so close to doing it right. If he had after mm-hmm. he said, you know, rape can cause pregnancy, if he said, so I was wrong when I made that statement based on rumors I heard and no research of my own, but I know now.
Right.
But he didn't. The only thing he's sorry for is the way he said it. He's still not really sorry for being crazy wrong.
I used words. Wrong words.
That's like when someone apologizes for how you feel. I'm really sorry you feel angry that
I
killed your cat.
Sorry if you got offended, but...
That's the apology that you make because you have to apologize, not because you mean it.
Now, not to make light of this situation, but anyone talks about him... Because his last name is Aiken, I think of Clay Aiken.
Aww.
And I think of Clay Aiken saying these things, and I'm like, Clay, you wouldn't know that.
It's spelled different, thankfully.
I know, but in my mind, it's
akin
what I think
to
of. I know.
Craziness.
Yeah.
He's just, well, and you know it's bad when leaders of the Republican Party, which I think would be a stretch to call them leaders of the women's movement, are calling you to step down and not worthy of public office. Now, I know they're spinning it a little bit because they're trying to deflect the Republican Party hates women thing. But, like, you know that's bad when, like, people... When a party that wants no abortion for anything, regardless of rape or if you're 14 and raped by your dad, you just have to carry your baby, that they are calling him to step down.
Well, here's the thing. I actually wish... Now, they've been... So there's... increasing. Rachel Maddow, my dream girlfriend, made a point about that they're, you know, in the middle of all this, they're coming up to the convention, they're drafting their party platform. So what's the party platform? What's the actual Republican preferred policy on this? Does it include the rape and incest exception? And I'd say, I mean, either you're for it or against it. Jesus wasn't like, well, not that little baby. Don't save that
right.
one. So I don't know. I think it's more. I think it's more intellectually honest if they're like,
I'd agree.
No, never. Dunzo. Period.
Yeah. I just don't know why we still talk about abortion. It's a zero sum win game.
I know.
As a gay man, I'm glad I can invoke my pass.
Yep.
Your abortion pass.
I don't. It's not something I will ever personally have to go through. True. Ever. Won't personally affect me. Now, I do think there's an argument to be said, and I know some people that fit in this boat that are gay and are very strongly pro-life, because Jennifer Grey starred in a play that was about this. If genetic testing gets to the point, what will happen?
If they find the gay gene.
If they find the gay gene, and then suddenly maybe some conservatives all of a sudden will be like, we were kidding about abortion. If your kid's a queer, you can kill it.
Okay.
So, like, they really argue.
It's not a real person then.
Right.
That's not what God intended.
It's a freaking. It's not abortion. It's just getting rid of the freak in your belly.
That's literally a devil spawn in there.
I know.
Get it out.
They're going to start testing, like, ooh, he's going to be progressive. Ooh, you can kill it. Which, you know, is why, yeah, I just feel like it's a zero-sum game. I think it's a very personal issue. I think that you, and I do think you can be personally one way and publicly or politically another.
Right.
Yeah.
I wish we could just accept that.
I agree. Well,
I just don't think if you haven't, as the only person on this podcast who's had a child
right.
growing inside her very own uterus, I'm going to play my card here. Hey. The uterus card. If you don't know what that's like, I think you should shut it
exactly
down.
I think that's fair.
Yeah.
Don't think I have much to
say. So all the elected ladies out there, of which we have like six at the national level, can get together and talk about it. But
there's well more than that. There's several women at the national level. If you're talking about the House and the Senate,
yeah, I know. But
it's six
few and far between.
Because
not what we would call
representative.
Yeah.
Well,
reflective of the country.
And I did look it up. It's about 17% of Congress is women. And
praise Jesus.
But not every one of those 17% are women who believe in reproductive rights.
Right. I thought you were going to say natural women.
Or women's equality.
I did find a representative from Florida. Her picture, and I will have to post this. I'll put her picture up in the posting for the podcast. She posed for a picture. It's on Wikipedia. And she is in front of the Capitol is in the background, and then there's a flag, and then there's her, and she's wearing a cowboy hat and giant pearls.
There's only one of those?
I know. It's a little
surprising. Like most of the Florida delegation.
Exactly.
Honestly, I mean, some of our Democratic women wear some crazy ass shit.
It was the cowboy hat that really threw me in the picture. I was like, wow, that's, ooh.
Well, they're soon going to be in Utah, if anyone's paying attention. I'm forgetting her name. But there's a woman who I really think is going to skyrocket in the Republican Party. She's running to be representative in Congress from Utah, and she's a black woman. And she
what?
One of the
most.
She's Mormon.
A black Mormon woman in Utah.
Yes, she's
okay.
Mayor of a town, and she's I forget her name. But literally watching, I'm not joking, I watched a speech for her for 12 minutes. I believed everything she said and would have like, okay, I'm on board.
Nice.
Like, she's kind of crazy good. And not fake charismatic, like psycho crazy, mm-hmm. but like, holy shit.
Larry's against the gays now. It's crazy.
No, I almost would have been like, oh my God.
I don't deserve to get married.
I don't believe in
right.
marriage anymore. No, but I've been watching Bridezilla. Have you watched? And that literally makes me question all of my stances on marriage equality, because those bitches are crazy.
Oh yeah, yeah, and it's coming
you're
to you.
You're people.
That show's terrible. That show is super racist too.
Oh,
so racist.
Slightly.
Every stereotype, like angry black woman stereotype, all of it. But you know who loves that show?
Yeah.
My husband.
I love that. I feel like your husband
he
and I have a lot in common.
While we were good at
Maybe you two should be on an island together.
Hmm. I like
celebrities
him a
only. Hands off.
Oh, okay.
He's thicker. We almost went to an electronic dance festival in Vegas together.
Wow.
How would that have been if that worked out between us?
But here's the thing, because I think the distance between gay American man and straight British man is very small.
So different.
It's really small.
British gay men literally think, my friend Ross, he's straight. He lives with a dude that cuts hair. Who, by the way, his roommate is Cameron Diaz's main hairstylist.
Okay.
How awesome is that? Like
that,
British
that hair gel.
British guys don't have like any like masculinity is just defined differently.
Yeah.
So being around gay men or like doing gay things, being at gay pride, being a gay bar, literally is not even like an ounce of uncomfortableness.
No. And they say things like lovely jubbly and let's have 11Z's, which is a snack, and it's yes. not it's just what they
it's
say.
Not like making fun of.
It's like that scene in Notting Hill where he says whoops a daisy. I mean they do that and it's just it's fine.
Mm-hmm. Like, would you like some tea? Like it's just masculinity is very differently defined and gay culture is also somewhat differently defined because of that. But it is interesting.
Make sure there's num nums at the meeting. This happens. Mm-hmm. This happens.
Well, I think once you get outside of America that you'll find that's in a lot of places too. Like we growing up close to Montreal, we would go up to when the Expos were in town. We would go up to Expos games, we created a game called Gay or French Canadian,
the Quebecois.
Yeah, you would just have to look, and we would just sort of guess, go, what do you think, Gay or French Canadian? It was basically just all based upon dress because it was weird because it was just. I don't know. You couldn't really tell for sure.
I love the French Canadians.
Because the tight t-shirts and the designer sneakers.
Very tricky. One of my old bosses and one of my good friends, Diana Rossmith, I think she listens. Hi, Diana. She believes that her gaydar is 100% accurate except for New Jersey. She can tell if a man is gay or from New Jersey. And no joke, because men from New Jersey spend a lot of time on their hair. They're very affectionate with each other. They're not really homophobic. Like, even big butch dudes think it's fun to have a gay guy as a friend. Case in point. Real Housewives in New Jersey, one of their best friends is a gay guy. They live with them. They go out to gay bars and think it's fun because they're smart and no gay men have women and that it's a connection to women. Mm. But like in one of the most underappreciated musicals of our time, Legally Blonde the musical, true story.
I've not seen it. Love
the
movie.
One of the songs is a gay European. Mm. And it's brilliant.
It's a good question.
All right.
That's true.
Good question.
Moving on. We had some big news for womankind this weekend. Michelle Smith became the first female analyst for a national baseball broadcast. And it was...
Break down those big barriers.
I didn't...
Is she blonde? Is she hot?
She's fine. She looks like a 40.
Is she on camera or just a voice?
Well, she's in the TV booth.
Oh, okay.
So mostly you're just going to hear her voice. Okay. I didn't get a chance to hear the game. I heard about it after. But she was in the booth with Ernie Johnson and John Smoltz, and she won two Olympic gold medals as a softballer. She's a member of the Softball Hall of Fame.
Lesbian.
I just came from
softball practice, people. I am a softballer, so I have the right to call a lesbian. Not my gay card, just my softball.
Okay, but
card.
Higher percentage of... same team players, softball or women's rugby? Oh, curveball.
Now, softball.
Really?
Because rugby's become a little cool in colleges. It's like the new acapella.
Okay, fair. Sorry.
There you go.
Back to you, Nate.
So she got a lot of good reviews. So Deadspin decided to go to Twitter and collect some opinions of people.
No, never good.
Oh, but it is. Some of it is. Joe Timmer says, enjoying hearing Michelle Smith do commentary on the Braves-Dodgers game on TBS. Extremely knowledgeable. Sherry Nelson says, congratulations to TBS for having a woman in the broadcast booth during the Braves telecast. Yay, Michelle Smith. Carrie Walters, watching Dodgers and Braves on TBS, they have a woman helping with play-by-play. Well, not really helping. She was doing color.
She was making snacks and delivering beer. Right. Hey, guys, you need some more wings? Put some in the oven. Be right
Look,
back.
Look, those guys have hats.
Hold on. Can you stop the game? I need to find the certs in the bottom of my purse.
Olympic gold medalist pitcher for USA. Awesome. Hashtag progress. And Carrie Walters is a woman. Maya Golden said, love my Rangers, but I had to tune into TBS to watch and listen to Michelle Smith make history. Another triumph for women in sports.
As long as they don't get uppity and start playing.
Exactly. Okay. Don't push your boundaries.
So okay. Those were some of the good comments.
Oh, give us some bad ones.
That's exactly. You got to.
I know. I really want bad ones.
Much like the facts
fair
of life.
Fair and balanced.
Take the good, you take the bad. James Williams said, why is there a woman calling this Dodgers Braves game on TBS? Hashtag, this is not a league of their own. That's actually pretty tame.
It used to be my playground.
It's pretty.
That movie's so good.
That's I could cry if I talk about it really early on.
Someone who calls himself Markalicious, at MLB wow. TBS, listening to a woman commentating on a baseball game is worse than having my nuts in a vice grip. She's clueless about the game.
I want a Mythbusters on that. Yes, at his house with a vice
Please.
Grip.
Please.
Johnny Lucarelli, who looks like he plays on your team, Larry. I'm sorry. He's wearing a red vest and tie. Red tie.
Gay men traditionally don't wear vests and ties.
Here's what he tweeted. Ew, why is there a girl announcing baseball on TBS?
I think your intonation.
I think he's gay.
Maybe it's like, ew, why they're good. But,
okay, Cartman, what is that?
I don't know. Whenever I try to talk like a straight guy, I make me sound like a Neanderthal. I can't say that word.
Neanderthal?
Neanderthal.
Someone named Kane Markley said, come on now, TBS has a girl announcer for the Braves game and she's talking about softball? Not okay, don't care. See, that one I actually, because they went into a lot because they were trying to justify why she was in a booth. So they're like, she played softball. She knows softball. She was an Olympian.
I bet. Was she explaining how or why the guys get a break and use a lighter ball and run a shorter distance?
Yes.
Well, it's actually farther distance.
Is it a farther distance?
It is. All right. Kevin Moran said, I'm sorry, TBS. I just can't listen to a woman commentate on a baseball game, even if she is a former softball player. Ditch the chick.
Next thing you know, she's going to want to be my mayor and talk about what should be my policy.
We'll go down a little bit here. There's a woman color analyst announcing the Dodgers Brave game on TBS. What the hell?
I'm glad she's not black because that could have gone really bad really soon. There's a woman colored announcer.
Aww.
Makes me nervous.
Dear.
Makes me nervous.
Now you get
is
into...
Is she black or white?
She's white.
Grandmother once said Diana Ross was really pretty for a colored woman.
It's a different time.
Why she accepted her award at the NAACP Awards in Southern California.
Different time.
It was a different time.
And racism isn't just a white thing. So just... That's a popular misconception.
A racist.
Some people
sometimes.
Some people are a lot racist.
Do you
racist.
Know Runaway Stage over there is doing that show?
Are
this
they?
Season. That's bold.
Why weren't we in it?
I don't know. They're doing it in the spring. We can try out.
Oh my god.
Wouldn't it be fun to be puppets?
No shit. Seriously?
I'll
maybe
try
we
out.
Can be the characters where the puppets have sex.
Okay. Let's go.
Brandon Barber says, the fact that there's a woman doing the broadcasting was all I needed to hear to know she's horrible. Yeah. What?
Now, just replace woman with black person, and would these comments be acceptable?
People would tweet it because people tweet. What little Rue is black? I mean, I'm still. We all read those Hunger Games tweets, right?
And someone calling themselves El Nolio Loco said, "There's a woman commentator on TBS Sunday Baseball." #. What's this world coming to? I don't know. What is
vaginas.
It coming to?
It's coming to vaginas.
Vaginas are taking over.
Taking over.
You know, next
at a 17% rate.
No.
Whew, no guarantee to health care.
And they probably make up, what, 60% of the electorate that vote?
Well, yeah. Then whose fault is it, really? If you're making up 60% of the electorate.
Are they legitimate voters?
We'll see. Yeah, right. This is what I'm trying. I work with a high school program that's predominantly, it's like 65% girls. Mm-hmm. They aren't women yet. They're girls. And they run their own elections and they elect their own representatives, and they have not elected a female youth governor in like 11 years now.
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy.
And I don't know why. And I listen to the way they talk about the candidates. There's always like one girl who gets to the final round. Her voice is annoying. I don't like her. And it's just like,
it doesn't help that the woman's name is always Michelle Bachmann.
Yeah, it's weird. It's super weird, you guys.
Well, can I ask a question about YNG?
Yeah,
or YG?
Sure.
What is that related, or was the relation between that and Boys State and Girls State?
None. Ours is better. Okay. It's co-ed. It's run by the Y. I think the Boys and the Girls State programs might have some creepy religious overtones to it. I'm not positive.
I don't sure.
And
think
a lot
so.
Of people, exist in California? Do Boys State and Girls State exist in
I
California?
I think they do. I think they do.
Okay.
Yeah. I never participated.
Did you do Boys State?
Of course.
as did I.
I didn't do Girl State.
To be fair. I hated it because I thought it was going to be really like cool, and about a third thought it was cool, and the rest of the 2/3 were just really attractive dudes that were sent there by the. Because in Ohio, only 2 people from each school got to go, and like there were just really attractive dudes, which wasn't bad, but like they wanted to just be on posters, and they liked the election part.
Posters.
And then once that was over, it was stupid.
See, I did it because I was like, you know what? I need something besides I played baseball and basketball to put on a college application.
That's
I'm like, this will look good.
That's fair.
And
leadership.
It was an interesting few days to go and hang out at because
it's short, like those programs, they're just are they short conferences?
Like, yeah,
it's not long.
It was like
very intensive.
It was like three or four. I forget now. It was like 3 or 4 days. It was like 2 or 3 nights overnight. Right. When it was at Norwich College.
And if you're listening and have a a high school student, we meet at the YMCA, call for information.
Meet at the Y.
So in a small world story, was it last year? Might have been last year or the year before. I was flying back to Sacramento from LA, and I'm at the airport, and I text Christiana, and I'm like, is there a youth government thing going on? Because I'm sitting on in a waiting area with like a kabillion high school kids, and I think they are. And so she was like, yeah. And then we were trying to figure out who is there based on like sweatshirts and things.
Oh, yeah.
So I was
we're
like,
we're color coded.
There's someone. There's like a pink. And I think it says San Pedro or whatever.
Yeah.
And
oh,
so,
that was right. You were with my people.
Yeah. And they were all really well behaved. I had to admit, for that many high school kids.
They're
and
pretty good.
The nice thing was Southwest never oversells their flights, but they do when there's group flights. Mm-hmm. And they needed five people to volunteer or else five high school kids would have been stuck there. So I volunteered and...
It's very big of you.
Yeah. I used to get Brian Krull, director of the Sacramento Comedy Spot, where we all perform comedy this Saturday night, 8 o'clock, in your Facebook. Tickets available online. And
that's
anyway,
a really good plan.
He used to work. Thank you. I try. He used to work at the airport. And every year when it was conference time, I get texts from him like, your kids don't tip. And they've got all this luggage. And so he'd spend his whole day dealing with high schooler luggage. He also said they were all like nice, but
yeah, they're all really nice.
And that doesn't get you a cup of coffee.
So. They don't tip because one, they don't really
they don't have any money.
They don't
at
have
that
any
point,
money.
No.
And when you're that age, you're not really that adept at knowing that you need to tip everybody.
No,
I mean it's really weird because
you need to tip everybody. I'm really bad. I'm bad at tipping. I will say I'm bad at. I think I'm bad.
See,
at tipping.
My mom grew up in New York City, so I grew up thinking you had to tip everyone for everything all the time.
It's so weird because I'd like to put that into my job too. Where I just, I'll turn in a project. I'll turn in a project and go to my boss. I go, what? No gratuity? What? No? So
you should on any report on the bottom suggest a gratuity 50% equals X amount of figure out how much time it took you to do it.
Yeah. Yeah, it'll be based upon the extra effort I had to do because someone at corporate had an idea they needed to incorporate into the project.
But I can't figure out if I'm cheap or an asshole when it comes to tipping.
I just think it's complicated. What I get annoyed about is when you go to a restaurant like Pronto or someplace where you order at the table or you order at the counter, and then all they do is deliver your food.
And the tip thing's at the beginning.
Yeah, it's like, do I tip? This is weird.
Well, and Buckhorn is like that too. You go to the counter and you order.
All the Bernardos.
Yeah, and you have their thing. It's like, oh, how much do you want to tip?
I don't know yet.
Right. Well, the other thing, all they do is they give you a thing and your buzzer goes off and then you have to come and pick up your food.
Oh, right. That's so, really anything.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, why are you... Why are you getting a tip and the guy at Arby's isn't? Because really you're doing the same thing. I'm getting a roast beef sandwich both places.
If you eat in at a Carl's Jr., they give you a number and they bring your food out to your table.
Yeah, it's true. Right.
You don't tip them.
No. No.
And they need it more.
It's true.
It's like the Romney tax plan.
It is. I never pay more than 30. I'm gonna start not paying more than 13%. Yeah. I think that's the way to go.
In somewhat food related news, I went to Bacon and Butter. It's incredible. Everyone should go eat at it. It's a new breakfast place.
It makes me die a little inside that I am so far behind the Midtown restaurant
scene now. So good.
Where is it?
Do you know where Club 21 was?
It's on 21st Street.
It's on 21st. Yes. It's where that bad Mexican restaurant used to be.
Okay.
Next to like where the gay card store used to be, etc.
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus.
It's right there.
I love the directions that are where this used to be, where that used to be.
I think the gay is implied for everything in like the Lavender Heights area.
That's true.
You kind of just know, right?
It's where the gay theater actually used to be. Not the gay porn theater, but like the gay Lambda Theater, which closed because they didn't pay the taxes.
Not even 13%?
No. They're like, we're gay. Can we just give you glitter?
Gay discount.
And then on Sunday, we went to Republic for brunch, which was astronomically good.
Where's that?
It's next to the Torch Club.
Okay.
It's right by Memorial Auditorium.
Oh, right. It's the place where...
That douchey place used to be.
What's his name with the food truck?
Trusky.
I don't say his name. Because he wasn't being cool to my man, Mr. Pickles.
I know they don't get along.
So
I don't want to
endorse. And honestly, like the food's a little. I don't think it's. But here's the important news in food trucks. I think and what is the story that I don't think has been covered yet in the media. The Volkswaffle is back.
Where did they go?
I don't know.
They disappeared for years.
They left for 4 years without saying anything. And that was like, it was an important, I'm just saying the waffles are good, you guys.
Okay.
And they were a legend.
They were a food truck before food trucks were cool. They absolutely were. They were amazing. Like they went on this pilgrimage They can't. They quit their jobs. They went to Europe. They were walking around. They literally walked past like a woman's house where she was making waffles, and they went, "This is what we're going to do." And they came back,
so tasty,
and started their waffle dream. But then they went away without telling anybody.
And fun fact: Republic has skee ball.
Shut up.
Okay.
Skee ball in Midtown.
I know where I'm going on Sunday with Larry.
And there's a DJ.
Unless you're in Fiji or something, probably.
No, this weekend I'm going to Hong Kong for a wedding.
God,
I'm kidding. I'm kidding. Oh, my God.
He's doing an improv show with us.
An improv show with you.
Oh, I don't know. You probably like a TARDIS in your backyard.
Carla has sent me some messages and written every time someone writes about our show, is Larry going to actually be in the show?
Well,
you do have kind of a high absentee rate because you're always doing more interesting things.
No, he joined the cast like 2 months ago, and we've had one show that he couldn't make it to since then.
True.
So it's not like he's been absent a bunch of times. He just was announced as part of the cast and then had to miss the first show.
You're like the next generation, because this is going to be the first full slate of next generation players, mm-hmm. right? Should be good times.
Oh my God, yeah. It's like a whatever happened to Jacob reunion.
There will be unicorns.
Sadly, I have to miss our show during the Sacramento Comedy Festival.
Oh, me too.
Because I'm going back to Vermont.
I'm going to be in your Facebook for that. Comedy Festival, September 8th through 15th. No, 7th. 6th through
7th. 6th through 7th. Sometime in there.
It's the second and third weekend. Yeah, September.
It's saccomedyfest.com. You can look at that. Everyone or you can go back and listen to my full conversation with Brian Krall on NateDarlingShow.com.
Or you can look around town for posters that actually features the Tower Bridge, not the Bay Bridge.
Poster.
Did you see the original version?
Oh, no, really?
Had the Bay Bridge in it.
Okay, we need to get off of the very inside stuff here.
That's not very... It's incredibly inside. It's top secret inside news. We're like TMZ of the Sacramento improv world.
It's blatant self-promotion. I don't know when that became a problem.
When people come to our show, if you come up to any of us, we'll give you a free high five.
It's true.
Yep.
We're also available for group pictures for $5.
Mm-hmm. Group hugs for $10. It's true.
If you want more on an individual basis.
I'll flash.
Nate 100. Will be gay for pay.
Maybe. I'll think about it. We're going to skip Cooler Tool this week because we've gone way long.
Oh, my God,
See, here's the thing. I had this whole thing set up about how like you're going to say if boobs were cooler.
Let's do it. Let's do it quick. Let's do it fast.
Well, we have to talk about the stories first.
Okay, do it. I'm sorry.
Oh. Can you make a new Cooler Tool?
Well, let me go into it really quickly here and we'll do this.
We'll do it.
Okay. Scientific study, women actually ogle other women's breasts too. It's not just men. Everybody looks. It's not just men. It's in Science Daily, for God's sake.
I feel awkward looking at Christiana right now because I feel like I'm checking out her boobies.
It's okay. I'm looking at them too.
Okay, good.
So evidently it's because there are two functions at work when you're looking upon an object, whether it's animal, vegetable, or mineral. So it's not degrading people.
I'm the very model of a modern major boob.
One part of you sees the entire really person. Great. The other part focuses on... Settle down over
I'm
there.
Listening. I am the very model of a modern major general. I have intermission, vegetable, animal, and mineral. I am the king of life.
Yeah, there we go. I know. The power.
Tune in later for the Larry and Christiana show tunes hour.
He's scared my cat. He's scared half.
Can you sing something from Cats now?
Memories!
So the study authors showed test subject pictures of fully clothed and normal looking people, then two photos, one with a sexual body part digitally modified in some way. They were told to identify the modified image. For example, a lady was given rounder breasts in the modified photo. A woman's sexual body parts were more recognizable when the photo was shown isolating that part, but a man's sexy parts were easier to recognize when showing the whole man. So scientists are excited...
pun intended. Oh, I'm not on anymore.
No, you're on. I just had you down a little bit because you were yelling.
Pun intended.
Yeah, they were excited because they thought people objectified hot chicks, but it proves that we objectify all women, and even women do it. So there you go.
Are they legitimate boobs?
They are. They're legitimate boobs.
Too legit to quit.
Our other boob story comes from Toronto.
They come in pairs.
It's true.
Hey.
The city of Toronto has had a change of heart and decided to permit topless rallies in city parks. Last year, they refused to issue Go Topless, which is a U.S. organization made up of adherents to the Raelian faith, a permit to hold their event in Kew Park. The department said the women's state of undress would violate the park's bylaw 608, which spells out appropriate bathing attire. This year, Toronto Parks has decided that, if asked, it will issue a permit. So,
so they haven't even been asked yet?
They have not.
Those are some press-hungry park people.
It's a preemptive thing. Well, you've heard of this group, right? The Go Topless group.
I'm familiar with what they do.
Basically, it's
I can deduce it.
I know. It's not hard.
I might struggle on a native English fluency test.
You do,
but I can deduce what Go Topless means.
They go around to different cities and sort of protest. Now in New York State, it's legal and has been legal for quite some time for a woman to be topless in public, so long as she's not doing it in a sexual sort of way, and.
Kirstiana, by the way, just did it in quasi-sexual way, and it might have turned me on a little bit.
In fact, I saw somebody on the...
I'm going to turn him.
Dear God.
On the Dr. Drew show this past week, and they had video of her shopping like in outdoor public markets in New York, just
Godly.
Topless in jeans.
I wouldn't want to see most...
No, were they
wall
hangers?
I know
hangers?
We would all look. No. We established that in the other article, but I don't actually want
to
see.
No, this is a completely different story. No, she's had a pair you'd like to see. They were fine, and that's fine.
I still don't want to see.
But what was
I feel bad.
But what was the interesting thing was Dr. Drew had another guest in the studio who was just like in shock, like a lawyer like yourself who was in shock that it was legal for her to walk around in public like that.
I can't believe you added me as a lawyer.
Sorry, you are.
Sorry,
barrister.
I still like you,
Esquire.
Thank you.
Whatever.
Don't Esquire me.
Sign someone's a douchebag.
Seriously.
Sorry.
Same way if you have an MA or MS and you really feel that's so important to put it after your name. Mm-mm. Things not to do.
What about a PMS? Is that okay to put after your name?
That's racist.
What? That doesn't even make sense. All right, let's do Cooler Tool then. Yes. First up, TBS for breaking gender lines in the broadcast booth this week. Larry.
Cool. Someone provides snacks.
Christiana?
Cool, as long as she doesn't talk too much.
It's cool that they did it. What wasn't cool that they felt the need to over-justify why she was there. So cool to them, but tool to whoever said, you need to talk about how much she knows about softball.
Concur.
Just let her do it, and people will figure out that she knows what she's talking about.
Now, to be fair, TBS also brought a male on to comment about women's softball, and all he did was talk about how much he knows about baseball.
No, I didn't.
But, that was the worst joke in
Quality
comedy history.
Now.
There you go.
What do we want?
Boobs?
It's true. Up next in Cooler Tool, boobs! Larry.
Cool.
Christiana.
Tools. Wait. Don't
be self-deprecating.
I breastfed my kid for 2 years. So I think they're tools. Is that not what the tool means?
It can mean whatever you like. I'm not that militant about it.
Mm. As a breastfeeder, how do you feel about those people that breastfeed their kids for like ever?
Well, I breastfed my kid for 2 years, which is like forever to some people. Like my mother. Hey, Mom, I probably won't tell you about this on the internet. You'll never know. I think at a certain point, I don't know, my niece nursed until she was 3. Mm. I was okay. I think probably about the time they start going to school full time, I think I'd get...
It's a little uncomfortable.
I think there's a limit.
Yeah, when you show...
I don't know what it is, but I wouldn't enforce it on anybody else.
Yeah, you don't want that.
You're such a libertarian at heart.
Wait, what? No.
Yeah, I don't know. I think the breastfeeding break at school might be a bit much.
But those kids don't eat. This is the thing that like is annoying too with all that is, oh, he has to learn to eat sometime. Well, these kids know how to eat. They aren't nursing all the time. They do actually, you know, they'll have a pizza or whatever. They don't only.
Excuse me, Mom. Can you squirt on this pizza so I can eat it?
So.
To be fair, the pizza's made with human milk.
It is. It makes it rough though.
Yeah, well, you know.
Whatever else.
What do you want?
Boobs are awesome. They're not just cool. They're awesome. Mm. And finally, topless rallies. Larry, cool or tool? Topless rallies.
Mm. Cool.
Okay. Christiana?
Tool. Nonsensical. What do you... why? I don't know.
You run out of bras and don't have a good top.
I guess Canadian ones would be just a lot of fripple.
It would be
everywhere.
Lot of pasty. A lot
Maybe
of pasty.
Maybe they could combine it with like a glass etching expedition.
their logic is it's okay for men to be topless in public. Why isn't it okay
that's
for
true.
Women to be
no,
topless
that's
in public?
True. That's, and it's that ties into true. The nursing thing because they have to be, they're not just sexual. Like nipples are not purely
what?
Sexual objects.
For men, they are.
They're dual purpose.
Your own nipples are sexual objects?
And other people's.
Sometimes.
I think gay men are way more comfortable with nipples than straight men.
What?
It's true in a certain
like, do straight
context.
Men play with their nipples when they're having sex with someone?
No, we're usually busy having sex with someone.
See, Gaiman,
does somebody play with your?
Yeah,
occasionally.
Yeah,
like if you if you're servicing someone, would you think of yourself to rub your own nipple?
No.
See,
gay man,
I think that's a default thing to do.
Oh, really?
See, I'm just
breaking barriers.
There you go. That's what that's what we
learning. Know. The more you know. Do.
I made the rainbow noise with, or rainbow sign with me.
Larry, you know who Joe Gibbs is?
He's
the former coach of the Redskins. He owned a NASCAR team for a while.
Oh.
He had a very interesting revelation on ESPN Radio.
Charles Oakley, in comes the Hall of Famer Joe Gibbs, football coach, owner, whole deal, and
that's a big dude that just left here. That guy's a big dude.
He looks like he could actually maybe make that transition to tight end.
I think he could. You know, I go to the basketball game, pro basketball game, every time, and they always said I was queer for tight ends. I had more tight ends running around there with the Redskins. And I look out there and I go, that's where all the tight ends are. They're playing in the NBA.
Well.
Wow, that's pretty funny.
I'm trying to think of like what the word queer would mean to somebody from a like old timey times. Wouldn't
you would say you're queer for someone that like you would be gay for?
Yeah, you're sort of.
No, I know. So he's using like a modern. Not a old,
but I think they used to say that.
Yeah,
he used to meant queer because when it really meant
queer
weird,
just used to meant just be weird.
Yeah, so
you
like you're
say
queer,
I'm weird for, maybe,
right?
I don't know.
So it implied gay without saying gay.
Yeah, a little bit. So,
like I'm slightly queer for Kevin James.
Kevin James from really?
Little
Am
bit
I
more.
Thinking of a different Kevin James.
King and Queens, Kevin James.
Okay, I'm thinking of that. All right.
Yeah, that's the guy. Larry is crazy.
He's in my
for that
top
guy.
Three.
All right. So in Florida, this chick decided to get a tattoo on her anus. And I'm not, I mean, on her anus.
I'm uncomfortable.
I want to go to church.
The fairy on my back is crawled in a ball with broken wings. And she's pulling her fucking hair. I'm 22. Deuce deuces.
Be fascinating, right?
It's cool.
She's 22, deuce deuces.
What? Why?
That,
what
is she getting tattooed of her ass?
She got a dude's name tattooed there.
Like an X?
I'm not sure.
Because the message you're sending is...
It's very confusing.
It's been inscribed with her boyfriend's name.
No butt stuff.
Supposedly, I hope this isn't too graphic, there's a gay porn star that has a target around his butthole. Can you imagine how much that would hurt?
Yeah.
No, and I don't want to.
And you've gone through childbirth, for God's sake.
Yeah, but I didn't really push it out. I got it like a fish. I tried, but had to...
You took it the easy way?
Good. So good.
That's apparently how it feels. So
she
good.
That girl
high?
Is high.
She is...
think of how much the scab hurt when she...
She's done an
interview. That is like childbirth, though. The pooping is that's the scariest thing to women who've given birth. We don't talk about it a lot, but the first poop after you give birth is terrifying.
Did you poop? Oh, you. It
Everybody
is a
poops.
Is different.
No, I still went through labor and I still pushed for 3 hours.
So did you poo yourself?
Everybody poops. I didn't poop myself. I pooped the table, but everybody poops. Okay, think of now, since we're all enlightened enough here to know more about women's anatomy than Representative Aiken.
Don't put too much stock in this.
Larry is frightened by women's anatomy.
The baby's head, that whole baby is pushing past all your intestines. It's going to push stuff out of the way first, right?
Like a toothpaste tube.
Yeah, exactly. Like the toothpaste tube's attached to it. If you were pushing something past the toothpaste is going to come out. Everybody poops. Some women have, as part of the body's preparation, they
do an enema.
Do a lot. No, not that. Your body doesn't do an enema on its own.
Can
they,
you
like,
do a colonic? I thought a girl did a colonic before she
used to be practiced, but it's not really. It's not necessary. It doesn't have, it's not,
were you
your
a
baby's
diaper?
Not born into a, what?
I'm not trying to be mean.
No, it's okay.
I'm really trying to figure this out.
I'll educate.
So did you like... What happened after you did that?
A nice nurse went,
whoosh,
but
oh,
it's gone.
Okay, that's what I was curious
You're
about.
Attended to by a group of people. That's also why home birth has never been appealing to me.
Yeah.
Not in the tub?
How would you have felt about silent birth if you were a Scientologist? They practice silent birth where the only person that can speak is the woman and she can't scream or grunt.
Yeah.
She can only say things like, more ice, please.
You end up sounding a lot, like you make some noises that sound like the noises you make during another time.
Oh, really?
There's a lot of like, it's just pure animalistic.
Things?
No, I think at some points I was like, get the fucking thing out of me. probably referring to my darling child.
Who is so freaking cute.
Who has an accent which is adorable.
At any point did you say this?
Feels so fucking good.
Good.
So yes. Good.
Definitely not. I said that when I got the epidural. I was like, that's good.
Yeah, so this...
And the drugs afterwards were great.
Yes, please.
So this chick in Florida now has two different guys' names tattooed on her anus.
That's awkward.
It's really confusing.
That's awkward.
Maybe she's in a polygamous marriage.
I doubt it. She's done an interview since, and I was
from Winona to, what is it, Wino?
You'll be shocked to find out she was abused as a child.
Always.
Yeah, I know. It was really
like
shocking.
You can set a timer if you ever watch Intervention.
Yes.
Yeah. When the girl's like, so going it's the daddy rape. When's it coming? Yeah. There it is.
Oh, although the one that was really bad, like, I forget what she had. Well, no, I mean, they're all bad, but one was like, it was one where they used to, remember they used to have always two people? No, yes. They used to do a lot more one.
Uh-huh.
But the girl, like, an eating disorder, and she was addicted to, like, Tylenol, something stupid. And like, which I didn't even
Tylenol.
Know you could be addicted to Tylenol. But like, they were building up to this dramatic revelation, and it was found out that she didn't win like a soccer gold medal, like in her like youth league, she missed a goal, and her life has just been torture from there. And it was hard to take it because you almost felt you were watching like a satire of it,
yeah.
And you're like,
that
oh.
was it.
And then she's like, I need my Tylenol. It was Tylenol or something. I just remember being like, are you serious? Is this real? Like, is this a fake version?
Yeah.
All right. Well, since you have a husband, I thought it would be appropriate to ask you this. There's an advice column written by someone named Carrie Tennis, and a lady writes in, "Dear Carrie, I don't know what to do. I'm happily married and pregnant with our first child. It's been an easy pregnancy, and my husband is overjoyed, involved, and supportive. But there's something between us that I just can't shake, and that time doesn't seem to be healing.
Oh, no.
2 days after I found out I was pregnant, he left for a long bachelor weekend. Whatever happened to a simple party? It was in Mexico. I wasn't...
So she was pregnant out of wedlock. I think we know the problems.
Yes. No. It was somebody else's bachelor weekend. I wasn't happy about it at all. And as the groom and his friends are all douchey frat boy types, and I knew that their idea of fun might include activities that I was uncomfortable with.
Everyone's a douchey frat boy to... bachelor party.
Yeah, that's the idea.
I am a douchey frat boy at bachelor party.
I am a douchey frat boy.
But I also knew that there would have been unreasonable for him not to go. He had already paid for everything, and one of our dear mutual friends, who is both gay and decidedly not a douche, Larry.
Oh my goodness. I always totally went to a bachelor party in Mexico.
Would be there with him. I also trusted him because I knew how thrilled he was about becoming a father.
Don't trust gay men.
And so I quietly hoped
he came home with syphilis when I was a child. I was so
he came home gay.
So
and
I,
Mexican.
So I quietly hoped the weekend would consist largely of sitting around the beach and drinking.
Does she think that they turn into girls? That they read Cosmo and brush their nails?
Well, I wouldn't
there
be writing
a donkey in the story, please.
No.
Wouldn't be writing to you if that's what happened. Though he called me every day to check in and reassured me that nothing too crazy was going on. I later found out that instead of sitting on the beach drinking, they'd been going to parties so that the single members of the group could meet women. And on one occasion, they went to a strip club. I get that in some cultures, that's a normal thing to do, but in my book, it's stupid and offensive. Don't get me wrong, I'm not a prude. Yes, you are. I'm fine. I'm fine with porn, and I get that female bodies are nice to look at.
What? Hold up.
Well, okay.
Hold
well, no, I don't know.
Yeah.
But if you're in a committed,
they watch it together.
But if you're in a committed relationship, married, say, or about to become so, then paying for real live women to take their clothes off and pretend to be sexually interested in you is tantamount to cheating.
No.
I can't imagine a reverse. I can't imagine a reverse situation in which a man would feel fine with his woman being touched and sexually titillated by a bunch of nude men. Not to mention the fact that a strip club in Mexico, a nation recently overrun with criminal organizations that do a healthy trade in human trafficking, is more likely exploiting some or all of its female employees. Hey, guess what, sister?
She makes me tired.
Yeah, I know. Though my Though my husband insists all he did was sit at the bar with a gay male friend and drink his minimum, I'm disgusted that he even supported the place with his cover fee.
If he'd done anything more than just sit there and have a drink, he wouldn't have told her. He would have said they were sitting on a beach all the
time.
Exactly. Yeah.
I think strip clubs are gross. I don't get it. It wouldn't be turned on to me. I wouldn't be concerned if my husband went to it.
This goes on for
especially
several...
Especially if it was at a bachelor party weekend. If he was just going away with his friends for a weekend and did it, like...
That's a little more
That'd
odd.
Be weirder.
This goes on for several more paragraphs. I will skip ahead.
Thank God.
Oh, you're kidding.
God or Carrie, help me. I just can't stop feeling horrible. It's been 6 months, and while I'm not dwelling on it constantly anymore, I become ill for hours, if not days, every time it comes up. Who's fucking bringing it up, you crazy bitch? Jesus.
Don't think we need to call her a bitch.
Move ahead.
It's probably prepartum depression, which you can have. You can have pregnancy-related depression.
Sure, not according to Tom Cruise.
I love my husband.
Can't have it ever pre-post.
I love my husband dearly, and that's probably why I felt so betrayed, and I can't stand that. At random, I will lose a few hours of my life to hating him over this one mistake. In the scheme of things, it doesn't really matter, right? He didn't cheat on me. He wasn't the ringleader of his band of morons. And he called me twice every day to check on me while he was away.
Here's why this marriage is not going to go very well for these two.
Right.
Because they're based on, haven't read the whole thing, but based on what she's saying, he hasn't done it again. I'm pretty sure he understands her feelings on it now.
Right.
So unless he's hiding a time machine to go back and unsee exactly. the things that he saw in Mexico, she's going to need to get the F over
unsee it.
Oh
my
and
God.
Also sitting around calling your partner's friends a bunch of douchebags all the time.
Not such a good move.
It's not really good. So if they are douchebags, you probably should not have married the person.
Right.
That's
so.
True.
So here's the response. Dear carrying more than a baby. Eventually, all wives will come to see that masturbating to porn and getting lap dances from strippers are vital, healthy activities for their husbands, and they will encourage their husbands to do it, more often, not less, and in public. No need to hide. Men who have felt ashamed by their sexual enjoyment of the degrading objectification of women can now come out and start masturbating to porn on the front lawn. Soon, all the men of the neighborhood will be outside on the front lawn watching porn and masturbating.
They've obviously never been to Riverside, California.
909.
So, I don't know. It's a little bit. This is the whole thing. When you get to the point where you're that upset about it, it's just like, well, if you're going to be that pissy about it, then I might as well just be going to strip clubs every weekend.
See, I don't want to say hormones in a way that people say women can't be leaders because every 28 days they'd hit the button. That's bullshit. However,
just when they're pregnant,
I think, you know, you have to factor that in when you're getting really mad. You let yourself be mad and say these are valid feelings. However, I know that they're in the context of I'm a crazy person right now. So maybe I shouldn't jeopardize my marriage because, you know, really what you don't want is to be raising a child alone. Hats off to single parents because these kids are fucking hard.
I have two cats. It's hard enough.
They're ridiculous.
It is.
I think it's funny. There are applications in the adoption process that ask you very specific questions, especially if you might be single.
Right.
And it's like, could you describe a situation of how you as a single person would handle a stressful situation? Some of them are really funny.
Cocaine?
I know. Right. I really want to be sarcastic and kind of funny, but I don't think it's appropriate to talk about, like, you know, I watch Dance Moms and it makes me really jealous that I don't have a kid to enroll in dance class. Mm. So I think it'd be really cute to have one. But I don't think they would think that's funny.
You can take my kid to dance class.
Can I?
Yeah.
Why does Honey Boo Boo's mom get three kids and I don't get any?
Honey Boo Boo, by the way, is like breaking Reagan's record, supposedly.
I don't know. I don't know.
You draw a line at Honey Boo Boo.
I don't know. The whole thing, that the entire subculture of toddlers and tiaras land bothers me on many levels. As a human, as a female human... As a female human with offspring that is also female, it's just, we shouldn't do that.
Shouldn't you be applauding the advancements of opportunities for women in entertainment?
And at younger and younger ages.
No. I don't get why, like, pole dancing is now a sport.
Well, it's not really
that
a sport.
We post about on Facebook.
Well, it's not really a sport so much as it's another way to work out.
Yeah, but I don't know. It's impressive as hell. I mean, it is a workout. That takes some incredible strength.
Well, and the other,
but you don't have to, like, while you're right.
But the other thing
is
I want you to take a pole dancing class.
Nobody wants that. I don't think anybody wants that.
You know, as someone who I've been married, one of the things I do know about women and dealing with women is whatever makes a woman feel sexy and good about herself. Oh, we just unplugged our headphones. We're still going. Don't worry about it.
Okay. Holy shit, it's late.
Yeah, I know. We're running a little late. Whatever makes someone feel good about themselves, go ahead and support that, because ultimately that's the best way to sort of move ahead with stuff.
That's true.
So,
but what, unless it's going to strip clubs with douchebag friends?
Well, yeah. I'm speaking more.
No, I'm kidding.
What happens
if you live in Roseville and that's all that's available?
Aww.
Cardio striptease.
And douchebags to go out with.
Oh, well, yeah. There's that.
I forgot. Rob, remember that song parody about I'm a douchebag from Roseville Bar?
I don't know that one. All right. Oh, thank God. We've almost reached the end of the show with that. It's time for Small Town News. But before that, I want to thank everybody who's been going to shop Amazon through our site, NateDarlingShow.com. We do appreciate it. It's a great way for you to support the show. It doesn't cost you anything extra, and it does help us out a little bit.
And whoever bought the 5 copies of Sarah Palin's book, thank you very much.
Yes, it was on discount.
I don't know who did it.
Hey, everybody goes to White Elephant parties at Christmas.
Everybody
something
does.
Good there.
It'd be funny to get a Sarah Palin book and like cut it out and put like something secret inside.
Oh, birth control pills.
Oh, like a gift card to Planned Parenthood.
A home abortion kit.
My first home.
A voter registration card allowed for a woman or a minority.
A map of Russia. Which, by the way, have you seen Game Change? The movie about Sarah Palin?
So good.
And it's freakish because they show how brilliant she is and how stupid she is at the same time.
I'm pulling for that in the Emmys.
Totally.
Julianne Moore is awesome.
I really didn't know, and it's true, that her teleprompter went out halfway through her speech.
She's good. That's She's just not
crazy.
Somebody I want, you know, setting public policy.
Yeah, you don't want that.
You betcha.
It's true. The three of us are going to be in an improv show,
Saturday
night, 8 o'clock at the Sacramento Comedy Spot. You can get your tickets ahead of time at saccomedyspot.com. It's $8 for our show, or you can get a combo for us and Anti-Cooperation League at 9 o'clock, and it's $12 for both shows. And if you want to have a beer, there's beer for sale there now,
too.
There's also Snickers.
Yeah. Well, there's Ben's. Snickers and water.
Don't drink and drive.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, don't do that. Get a
designated driver. Come early, get dinner at Mr. Pickle.
Right. Get a submarine sandwich.
Do you know a certain owner of perhaps Mr. Pickle's played in the gay softball league?
Because he's honestly, he's like the best person,
right?
He's the best. Everyone should go to Mr. Pickle's because Jim is awesome.
It's funny because I saw him at a softball game and we talked, and then I saw him the next day at Safeway with his wife. And I felt very uncomfortable. Like,
does she know?
Like, are you on the down low?
Does she know?
Does she know he plays softball?
Are you only like gay curious for gay sports because they're more fun than straight leagues?
Well, didn't you tell me there was like a controversy over how many straight people you could let
actually
play?
It went to the Seventh Circuit because
oh my God, I forgot there was actual litigation.
Yeah, there was because it gets really dicey because they go on public parks.
Right.
And so the official rule is that you can only have 2 straight players on a team. Now, this gets very tricky because
you have to define someone's sexuality.
Exactly. And you can challenge that.
Is bi gay or is bi count as straight?
Now, this is where it gets
tricky.
But
what does that count? Does that count half?
Like, how many penises do you have to have interacted with?
That's where it gets tricky because 4 years ago, the eventual winners got challenged because they found out they had 6 straight guys on their team.
No.
They brought them on as ringers. And
would a celibate gay guy be the same as a married straight man?
That's where it gets tricky.
In the amount of sex he's having.
Well, yes. And then it gets in the question of, is a trans person who isn't gay,
does that
count? And what happens if you identify politically as genderqueer?
I don't even know what that is. What is genderqueer?
Because gender is a social construct. If you don't believe in the social construct of gender. Or you could be someone that just doesn't believe with how society views gender roles.
So this is why I never ask if people found out what the gender of the baby is, because you can't know that in utero.
Exactly.
You could only know the sex.
Yeah.
Oh, I love that you're a parent and you have offspring. Makes the world makes me have some faith for the future.
My sister has 3. She's from Santa Cruz, so she's got, she's got more breeding too, and they're all crunchy.
Well, crunchy is okay. It's stupid that really is overpopulating the world.
It's true.
That's the real problem. Yeah. Stop it.
So I'm saying we're combating that in our own tiny liberal way.
There you go. All right. Well, it's time for Small Town News.
I miss hearing my own voice. I just want to say about the headphones.
Sorry.
I
was able to plug myself back in.
I sound amazing to me. Yeah. Not about anybody else, but it sounded amazing to me.
I feel like I wish you could hear yourself like that all the time.
Sexy voice on the microphone.
Sticky shoes.
Thanks for tuning in.
Small town news coming to us. We're following the case of Roger Peon, if you're not aware, because you left the show early last week and we're at the Olympics or something. Roger Peon is accused of crushing seven police cruisers with a jumbo tractor. Well, he's denied the charges related to a July arrest for possession of marijuana and resisting arrest, too. Mm-hmm. So is that... I don't know. It says in the story that he pled innocent. Can you plead innocent? Or is it pleading not guilty?
I think it depends on the jurisdiction.
Okay.
Let's say sometimes...
It's in Vermont, yeah.
In some courts, if I may put on my lawyer hat, which is different than my lady with a vagina hat.
Yeah.
But sometimes the same.
What? You can't be a lady lawyer.
I know. You really can't.
So, what do you do? Talk about haircut lawsuits?
Yeah. Kitchen lawsuits. Recipe theft.
This bitch borrowed my Marie Claire magazine. She didn't turn it back. That's the best kind of law ever.
I think you can plead innocent in some cases.
So he apparently did. So
it's a stupid plea to enter in almost all situations, I would say.
Well, one of the charges was dismissed by Judge Robert Bent. The lawyer is asking the judge to throw out the other charges as well. Mr. Peon first appeared in the Orleans Criminal Division of the Vermont Superior Court for arraignment on 11 felony charges and 3 misdemeanors related to the destruction of police vehicles on August 2nd. 7 of the felonies were for unlawful mischief involving more than $1,000 in damages. That's one for each of the destroyed vehicles, which belonged to the Orleans County Sheriff's Department.
Awesome.
Basically, what happened, if you missed the past couple weeks of the show, like Larry did, this guy had apparently... had enough of being harassed by the sheriff's department, so he borrowed a very large tractor with about 7 foot high rear wheels and 5 foot high front wheels, and he went monster truck on seven police cruisers out in front of the sheriff's department. Here's the fun part about it.
Oh boy.
They were all inside the building and they didn't realize it was happening until someone called 911 and the dispatcher called the sheriff's department to say, hey, you might want to go outside.
Fantastic. Fantastic.
So he's denying it. And as we discussed last week...
Is it the Shaggy defense? Wasn't me.
I don't know. He's not to that point yet, but I'm going to keep following this thing. He's become sort of a weird cult hero on the internet. Like, people are contributing money to his defense fund because he fights the power.
Stuck it to the man.
Yeah. He fights the power.
Not realizing he just raised the taxes of everyone.
Right. Larry and I are the same kind of local government nerds.
Yeah, we're like, ooh.
Government finance now.
That probably two, like, janitor workers for the city are going to get laid off because they're going to have to find out ways to find them and
totally. That's crap.
Yeah, well, basically
he's not my hero.
No, he's not really a hero. I'm waiting to hear more about the whole thing, but there was allegedly an incident where he was tased.
Don't tase me, bro.
He was tased sort of unnecessarily in his mind, and it was sort of a retribution thing. But when you're dealing with, you know, small town government and small town sheriff's departments and stuff like that, sometimes they take liberties that they probably shouldn't. And apparently with the wrong guy this time.
Yeah, right? So what have we learned? If you're going to take liberties with people, don't do it next to agricultural land.
Yeah, well, here's what I've learned. Don't fuck with a French-Canadian dude, because French-Canadian dudes hold a grudge. And especially if they...
Like all of Quebec.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's, Quebec people get me crazy. I mean, we are our own country. Bah.
Settle down over there. It's where my grandma's from.
Except she's one of them.
I love Montreal. I do. I went to some great restaurants. Rob and I, there was a time... for another podcast that my husband couldn't legally enter the U.S.
Sure.
And so we meet in Montreal because it was the nearest, it was the non-U.S. city midway between here and England. Yay, Canada.
Well, my grandmother...
For Irish people, do you know what Canada's known as? Entryway to America. It's where a lot of Irish come through.
Well, my grandmother is French-Canadian. She came to America with a second-grade education and learned to read and write English because that was the thing to do.
Did she like poutine?
Nice.
I don't recall. She died when I was 7.
I'm just going to go with yes. Everybody likes poutine.
Poutine is awesome.
The name is awesome.
Mm-hmm.
It's like Loco Moco in Hawaii. Who doesn't like rice, gravy, and hamburgers?
Yeah. I don't, based on that.
It makes you sound so much cooler eating it. It's like, oh, I'm eating Loco Moco. What is that? It's white rice with a hamburger and gravy on top.
And yet people make fun of the bowls at KFC. Why? right?
Because it's KFC.
It's not foreign and it's true. Exotic. I know Hawaii's not foreign either. But
it's exotic, though, so that counts.
Exotic. It's exotic land known as Hawaii.
All right,
it's like a whole other state.
I think that's a good place to leave off. Thank you for sitting
this
in
so
with
much
us.
Fun.
Christiana, thank you.
I liked it. Thanks for having me.
For guesting on the podcast.
Come see our show this weekend.
Yeah, do that.
8 p.m.? What time are we on? 8 p.m.?
8 o'clock.
8 p.m. But the bar opens at 7. Just saying.
We're funnier if you're drunk.
It's true.
But don't get too drunk so you're annoying.
Right.
Be all happy, right. Buzz.
Be responsible.
Thanks for listening, everybody. We'll see you next week.
Adios. Won't you anymore?